The tumultuous Clinton presidency is the subject of a new book by a former aide, Sidney Blumenthal. The main focus of the Clinton Wars is Bill Clinton's second term as president and his impeachment. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with the author.
As a journalist with The New Republic, The Washington Post, and later The New Yorker magazine, Blumenthal became friends with Hillary and Bill Clinton. He accepted an invitation to join the president's staff in 1997 and became an aggressive defender as the president dealt with the Lewinsky scandal. Blumenthal battled with prosecutors, journalists, and even fellow Democrats who failed to support the Clintons. He got into so many fights that his critics nicknamed him Sid Vicious. In The Clinton Wars, Blumenthal has a lot to say about the president's antagonist.
I wrote about a lot of Washington characters, not to settle scores, but to clarify the past and to make sure that the facts as I understood them were presented as clearly as possible. The reason that I went into government from journalism was that I believed that this would be the only opportunity I would ever have to really be on the inside and that close and to really not just observe but participate and make a difference.
In some ways, when I'm reading your book, it sounds as if you're arguing that there was a vast right-wing conspiracy against President Clinton.
I am. I am arguing it. I believe that. I think that there was a vast right-wing conspiracy, or whatever you want to call it. It was a political force that gained momentum and was convinced that Bill Clinton was an illegitimate president and that any means were necessary and justified in trying to overthrow him.
In this book, there is nary a criticism of Bill Clinton. Don't you think that there are some points at which the president might be called to account?
I give a complete history of the Clinton administration from the beginning. And my view is that the Clinton Wars encompass a whole story of failures and triumphs. History will judge over a long period of time.
Give me a concrete anecdote about something you saw take place inside the White House, in which you then read the reporting or watched the reporting and said, they don't have a clue. They don't know what's going on here.
At the end of the whole impeachment business, Joe Lockhart, who was the press secretary, had given a briefing in which he said that no one was gloating in the White House. You won't find presidential aides in Lafayette Park smoking cigars. I was unaware of his briefing that morning, and a friend of mine and I, a friend on the National Security Council staff, late one afternoon we decided we'd take a break and sneak away and smoke cigars in Lafayette Park. And the next thing I knew, my buzzer was going crazy. It was from Joe Lockhart. He said, urgent, come right in. So I came right in. I said, what's the deal? He said, Fox News is sending a camera crew out to take your picture right away to show that you're gloating. So you have no, you know, this shows you can't keep track of everything.
Well, you said that you admitted in the book, you say that you admit to some nagging doubts. But in fact, as I understand it from your account, the president did lie to you with the hope that then you would tell Mrs. Clinton and reassure her that nothing had gone on.
Well, in fact, I'd heard, on the day that this Lewinsky story broke, I spoke with Hillary in the morning. And the story that she told me was exactly the same story that I was told later in the day by the president. It was really the same story, in essence, that he told the American people.
That nothing happened.
Yes, that he had done nothing wrong. The reason that he told me the story was that as the friend of the First Lady, he wanted me to hear the same story. I understood that later. And that's also why I understood being so close to them, that this was between them. This was a private matter. And in fact, how I really felt was angry that their private life, whatever it was, had been invaded for political reasons.
But you become known in this town by such sobriquets as Sid Vicious, Bill's Dirt Devil, Hillary's Sock Puppet, Grassy Knoll is one that your friends even call you, you know, suggesting that you're involved in every conspiracy and political dispute and personal grudge. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's the price of public service. At one of my birthday parties, my wife brought me a cake with all those names on it, and we each ate a piece of it. It's something that you just have to take when you go in the White House and you're in the center of a very intense partisan conflict.
Sidney Blumenthal is the author of The Clinton Wars. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.